Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How many enjoyed the play here this Sunday morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. I think my wife forgot to announce Jesus. He was one. Praise the Lord. I'm already blessed right now. I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. I want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you all. And I also want to thank those that are viewing online on this beautiful Sunday morning, Christmas. Amen. And we all know that Jesus is the reason for the season on this beautiful day. Let's give Jesus a big clap offering. Amen. Once again, I got blessed by the play. I really, really, really did. And I believe each year it's just going to get better and better and better. But I thank all those that took their time for the many practices to have everything to go as smooth as it did. Amen. I also want, before I give the message here this morning, I want to thank all the leadership of this church. From the bottom of my heart, I speak for my wife as well. Let's give the leadership a good clap offering here on this beautiful Sunday morning. There's a lot they go through, each and every one of them. Go through storms, attacks of the enemy. But the blessings of God working in and through their lives will always outweigh anything that the enemy is doing. Amen. So I want to thank the congregation. I want to thank each and every one of y'all and even our online congregation that is viewing here this morning. Amen. I want you guys to give yourselves a good clap offering here on this Sunday morning. Once again, I'm so excited to be able to give the word on Christmas Sunday. This year, Christmas fell on Sunday morning. Amen. So I know a lot probably at their houses right now with family, probably opening gifts today and so forth. I got to celebrate with my family yesterday, so we took care of the gifts and everything yesterday. Went and watched Avatar Part 2. Amen. And got back late last night. It was a 3-hour movie. I think we're back at midnight something after 12 o'clock at night. Amen. But it was a good movie. And I'm purposely, intentionally, amen, doing my best to spend time with family because that's never been my gig. You know, it just never has. You know, I'm always concerned about the church. And I also want to thank a brother named Mike. We don't know him, but nobody knows. But this, right after Friday's service, I was about to leave the church, and our furnace went out. The boiler went out in the church. It hasn't given us problem in 8-10 years. It's worked flawless. The AC has worked flawless. And felt it a little cold before I was leaving. I had Jason go check, and sure enough, it had shut down. And I don't know why, but the Lord had me go press a button, and a sound came out that we were hearing while it was still running. Amen. And so I had to do an emergency call. I had to call a big outfit to come out here because I was thinking about Sunday morning service. Amen. And I know we're going to have something after the service here today, and especially when it's -0, 3 degrees. When the heat goes out, amen, nobody was worried about it but me, amen. It has the capacity to pop pipes all over the building, especially in how cold it was. But a man from an outfit was able to come over here, and he got it going. He came late night. The part came in super early, and he put it together just so I was at peace again. And then last night, I'm walking into the theater, and I get a call from Jay. Says, the heater's out again. So I was like, oh, my Lord. You know, so I said, call him back and have him see if he's available. He was available, and he was able because of the new motor now. It has sent debris in one of the pipes, and he knew exactly what it was. It was supposed to have a certain reading. It wasn't there. He cleaned out a certain pipe, and then the reading was giving what it was supposed to be. So that's why we are, and then he didn't charge us on the second time coming, amen. So I want to thank Brother Mike, amen. His name is Mike, amen. Jason got to witness to him, and I got to witness to him, amen, the love of Christ and everything. And right before coming up here right now, I text him, and he texted me back, you know, wishing me a Merry Christmas also, amen. But it came really close for us not only to cancel the Sunday morning service, amen, but a great potential of pipes being broken, amen. In the school, we have many heaters, so one breaks, we're still safe, but in the church building of the both floors, there's only one heater. That heater goes out and there's problems. Amen. So I thank the Lord that even though I stressed out, nobody stressed out here, and everybody was just able to come to church as if the heater never breaks down. Amen. So I'm grateful for the heat here this day. Amen. That allows us to be here to celebrate. Amen. The service here this day and Christmas. The title of this morning's message is No Greater Gift. No Greater Gift. For those that are here, for those that are viewing online, No Greater Gift. Brother Jason Johnson preached this Friday, and his title was The Ultimate Gift. I wanted to do The Ultimate Gift Part 2, but I just came with the No Greater Gift. And here on the screens, amen, it shows the manger, the birth of Jesus that we celebrate here this day, the birth of Jesus that we celebrate when one is saved. The Bible says that they are born again, amen. So anytime somebody gives their life to the Lord, amen, the birth of Jesus takes place within their life. And it's a very, very special time, amen, when one receives the free gift of salvation, amen. But as we see Jesus in the manger, as I saw Joseph and Mary in the play, amen, I could be wrong, but I think I saw Paulino, who was playing the part of Joseph, give Jesus one of his famous tacos. And I said, no, he did it. And then, but the crazier part was Jesus took the taco. Amen? So anyhow, but we see Jesus in the manger there. We see Jesus in the manger, but in the background, we see a tomb. And we see the large stone that has been rolled away from the tomb. When we think of the tomb, we can think about a death, a burial place. But when I think of the tomb and the plan of the Father, I see the tomb as a place of the resurrection power of the Father. And I want to let you know here, this beautiful Christmas service, that it wasn't somebody, him or her, or any amount of money that was able to roll that large stone from our tomb, from our death, but none other but our Lord and Savior, amen? So, once again, when I see the tomb, I see the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, the title of this morning's message is No Greater Gift. Before I go into Scripture, if we can stop moving around, please. Before we go into Scripture, amen, I just want to open up with a point in regards to the title of No Greater Gift, amen. On this earth, there's no greater gift than you can receive than the free gift of Jesus, salvation within your life. Within this earth as well, Not only is there no greater gift that we can receive here on earth, but there's no greater gift either that we can give than the gift of salvation, amen, to somebody else's life. In Romans chapter 5, verse 15, amen. Many years ago, I believe I did a series on these portion of scriptures, even though there was many more of them. But as I was thinking there with the Lord, I thought it would be real fitting to use a few verses here this morning. I want to draw a clear picture here this morning. I want to make it black and white to each and every one that is here present this morning. I want to make it black and white to every person that is viewing online. The difference of being in the world and serving the enemy and being saved and serving the Lord. I want to make it very clear for the man, the woman, the young adult that might be struggling here upon this day. Amen. I believe the word of the Lord, the word of truth, is going to equally divide what's truly taking place right now in these end times that we're living in. Amen. So I pray that everybody follows along and everybody remains focused through the service here this day. Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Once again, the title of the message is No Greater Gift. Romans chapter 5, verse 15. Romans chapter 5, verse 15. And the Bible reads, but there is a great difference. Not a little difference, but a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. And we know the gracious gift of God is His Son Jesus. Amen. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and His gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. We love You. Give You all the glory and all the honor. We thank You for all that You have done within our lives, Lord. We thank You in faith in advance for all that You're about to do this day and within our future, Lord Father God, because there is a great difference between You and the enemy. And I pray here this day, Holy Spirit, that You would use me to transmit Your gospel, the great news, here this day. In Your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Here we find out in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 15, that there's a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift, which is Jesus. A great difference. Even though the enemy had my life for many years in bondage, and for some, he had your life even more years in bondage than my life, or maybe some of y'all had less years in bondage until Jesus stepped in to your life. There's still a great difference between the two. I now have been saved for many more years compared to when I was lost and bound with no direction within my life. There's a great difference in my life of who I used to be and who I am today. A great difference. Not a little difference, but a great difference. For at one time, I was a full-blown drug addict in prison for many years. Dealing drugs, ODing, living on the streets. And that hasn't been my life now for over 25 years. There's a great difference. My life has changed dramatically. Not just a little bit, but there's a great difference in who I used to be and who I am today. Because according to Scripture and the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 15, the Bible says, but there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. In verse 16, not only is there a great difference in what the world has to offer and what Christ has to offer, because there's such a great difference, it reassures us that the results are very different as well. Within one's life that was once lost and bound and now has been set free by the gift of all gifts, Jesus Christ. And verse 16 reads about the results. See, now I'm not only saying that I'm different, there's results in my life that says and speaks for me that something great has taken place in my life. And verse 16 says, and the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many. So here, not only is there a great difference between the Lord and Satan, but so are the results different in who we choose to follow and who we choose to serve. The results also are different. It's not only the Lord and Satan that are different, but so are the results that each one has to offer upon this day. Adam's sin, the Bible tells us in verse 16, led to condemnation. But the result of God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we were guilty of many sins. I have a question here this day. How many can say that the results within your life in Christ are very different from when we were lost in our sins in the world? We're all a work in progress, amen? But for the short time or the many years that you've been walking with the Lord, how many can say that the results within your life have changed? In verse 19, the Bible reads in the book of Romans, because of one person. See, it just took one person while I was late in my high school years, one person to take me the wrong way. It was the basketball varsity center, amen, that took me out to smoke my first joint. I was a square kid until I stepped in his car, and because he was someone I really respected, he was a star center basketball player. His name was Chester. And he took me for a cruise. I smoked my first joint, and I liked it. The Bible reads, because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners, and that one person is Adam. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. It tells you and I here this day that are present viewing online that the decisions we make, who we follow, has a ripple effect. There's a ripple effect. It's as when you throw water in a pond and the rock hits. Many, many little rings and ripple effects takes place. Amen? They just keep going over and over and over and over. And when I was lost and bound, my life, the way I was living, had a ripple effect on thousands of people in doing the wrong thing. But now, since I've been saved for over 25 years, because my life has radically been changed by Jesus, I now set forth a ripple effect that has changed thousands of lives over the 25 years of my walk with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What kind of ripples is your life creating here this day? Who are you following here this day? What are you following? Because in who we follow will bring result of that ripple effect. Whether it's a ripple effect of disobedience or a ripple effect of obedience unto the Lord. And there will be results. The Bible says that you'll know a tree, amen, by its fruit. There's no way you can be going the wrong way all day long, week after week, month after month, year after year, and produce good fruit. A good ripple effect in the lives of family and others that are watching on your life. See, your life and my life here this day and these end times that we're living in are very, very important. See, when a man or a woman or a young adult gets saved, there should be a great difference of who you used to be and who you are today. Not because we're great, but because Jesus is great. And when he enters the life of a man or a woman or a young adult, the results in one's life change, greatly change. When I started following the enemy in my full addiction, and I would go visit Texas, my mom and dad, they would no longer be able to recognize who I was. My mother would say over and over with a broken heart, "You're not even my son anymore. You don't even look like my son anymore." Because going the wrong way, being in sin, has a ripple effect on one's life and also on the lives of others that love you. My mother and father could no longer recognize who their son had become through the life of sin. But then one day, Jesus came to my life. Amen? Something greatly different than what I was doing took place in my life. And I would once again go to visit my mom and dad in South Texas. And this time, I would come with a wife, beautiful children. And my mom and dad would be scratching their head, trying to figure out how this took place. And all of a sudden, once again, my mom and dad could no longer recognize me because now the ripple effect results of Christ within my life were so great that they didn't recognize their son, not because he was doing so poorly, but because he was doing so good. They didn't know who was before them, because what God had done in my life was great. And that's why 25 years later, I'm still serving him. I'm still preaching the gospel, because what took place in Jesus was way more greater than what the enemy did in my life on his best day. See, there's no way you can compare the world with what Jesus has to offer your life. It puzzles me when people get stuck, they go back to the world as if they can't tell the difference of which one has what is greater to offer. We're going to have hard times. Amen? We're going to have good days. But just because we're having a hard day, a bad day, don't mean that the enemy is greater, has something greater to offer our life. In Romans chapter 7, verses 4 and 5, Paul's kind of concluding with what I'm saying right now. We're not going to be long today, amen? So he goes, so my dear brothers and sisters, this is the point. Amen? You died to the power of the law when you died with Christ. And now you are united with the one who was raised from the dead. As a result, we can produce a harvest of good deeds for God. As a result. Okay, and this is the comparison. When we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us. And the law aroused these evil desires as a result to produce a harvest of sinful deeds resulting in death. In verse 4, there at the end of verse 4, we have the opportunity here this day, no matter what side of the tracks you were raised on, what mistakes you made, we have this opportunity in Christ to produce a harvest of good deeds for God. I don't know about you, but I produced a harvest of bad deeds unto the enemy for many, many, many years that brought death to my life over and over and over. But the Lord would continue to spare my life and spare my life and spare my life, because what he had to offer my life, he knew was so much greater than the life I was living. You and I, this year, not the new year of 2023, but this year, have the opportunity to produce a harvest of good deeds for God. See, when we're able to create a harvest of good deeds for God, we'll naturally do it for people. But too many times we're trying to please people. Man, woman, boss. If we were able to produce a harvest of sinful deeds, tells us here this day that we can produce a harvest of good deeds for God. I have another question. What results are you getting from your life right now? I want you to think about that question. What results are you getting from your life right now? I always say the proof is in the pudding. It's in the results, in other words. You can claim this and this and this, that you're going to do this and this, and and next year you're going to do this and this. You can make all kinds of claims. Amen? But we're talking about a harvest of good deeds, action. Talking about action, not words, but action. What results are you getting from your life right now? What consequences are you facing right now? Because here this day, the Lord has made it black and white, clear, through His word of truth, that there is a great difference between Him and the enemy, and what each has to offer our lives. And because there's a great difference between the two, tells us also that there's a great difference between the results, depending on who we choose to follow. The results are also very different. I speak to and I counsel a lot, men and women and young adults, and Pastor, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, but yet I see the results that are taking place in their life, and I says, something ain't matching up. Because we can all talk a good game, claiming this and that, but the results that come forth from your life and my life is really the truth that's taking place within our lives. And hear this. Christmas Sunday, this Christmas service, each and every one of us has the opportunity to produce a harvest of good deeds for God, no matter how hard it might get. And it will. I preach the truth. Amen? I don't preach a message, do good before the Lord, and He's going to hook you up, and you're never going to trip no more. I don't preach that gospel. Amen? I preach the gospel, amen, do good deeds for the Lord, and you're going to be tripping for real. But it's a good trip. The results that come forth from your life are good. There's a ripple effect taking place right now that God wants to change within your life. A ripple effect that you won't even have to speak about yourself. That you'll just be able to walk by a crowd of people and they'll do the speaking for you, say, man, there goes brother such as a, man, there goes, man, God is moving in her life. God is moving in his life. There's a ripple effect where we don't even have to speak. Because the results are so very different that are taking place in our lives that it can be seen, not just heard, but seen. on how you keep your cool in a situation that BC before Christ would have you fighting, where you keep your cool even when you're done wrong, and you still love that man, that woman, that young adult, and you're still forgiving. Those are good results. But those results only come from following Jesus. A harvest of good deeds. There's a harvest within you to do 1,000,000,000 things good for the Lord. If there was a harvest within your life, in my life, for doing 1,000,000,000 wrong things, I believe our life has a capacity here this day to do 1,000,000,000 good deeds unto God, unto people, in these end times we're living in, for our life to have a ripple effect, to make a difference in the lives of thousands and thousands and thousands that are not wanting to hear it, but are wanting to see it in your life. They're tired of you saying you're going to change and you're going to do this and you're going to do this and you're going to do this and that for God. They're wanting to see that difference that Christ has made in your life through your good deeds, your actions. Jesus' word of truth is making it very clear, I put here, this day, that there's a great difference in what he has to offer and the world has to offer. Not last Wednesday, but the Wednesday before on prayer night, as we were praying, the Lord was moving my heart, and I shared with those that come to prayer night. I want to challenge you that Wednesday night's a very powerful time when we intercede over a lot of prayer targets. Amen. A time where the intercession of our prayer is for others, not for ourselves. And the reason there ain't as many people as they should be is because many are still caught up in self, trying to figure out self right now, more or less praying for somebody else. And what the Lord gave me, amen, what the Lord gave me was that he gave his life up for us, the Bible says, while we were still powerless, ungodly sinners, Scripture says. While we were all messed up, he paid the price in full for your life and my life to be here this day. For those viewing online, to be viewing online on this beautiful Christmas Sunday service. I believe here this day it's Christmas. And I believe there's family members right now that you're not talking to for whatever the reason is. Well, it's their fault, Pastor. That's not a good enough reason. Because the Bible says that Jesus set us free when we were guilty of our sins, opening Scripture said. And if we're going to be Christ-like, if we're going to be Christ-like, we're going to have to learn to work with troubled people, troubled family members. I believe sometimes it's easier to work with a stranger, even a street person, than a family member. It's easier to go lay hands on a heroin addict, an alcoholic, and tell them the good news of Christ than it is to go love and visit a brother or sister, a mother or father, and lay hands on them and tell them how much Jesus loves them. And I believe too many times we're waiting for them to say sorry. Then we'll say sorry. Can you imagine if that's the way Jesus would have done it? He'd still be waiting. But I know that the Lord has put somebody in my heart. You might have a difference with somebody right now. You're not agreeing with someone right now because of something they said about you, or something they did to you, or something they told somebody else about you, and the ripple effect started. And you're very hurt with this person because there's someone you love, you respect, it's someone you did a lot of nice things for. They should know better. But they're not saved, and you are. We, this Christmas, are the ones that know better. And part of knowing better is to be forgiving. It's to continue to love when people do us wrong. Why? There's a big difference in the results when one is serving the Lord. There's a big difference. How big is the difference? How different, how great is it? Enough for us to be forgiving to one another. That's how great and how different the results are of one that is saved and one that is not saved. And that's why many years later, it takes time. Your pastor is able to forgive people and continue to work with people. Because of what the Lord has done in my life has made a big difference. Not only for my life, but for the lives of others as well. The Bible says if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. The words of Jesus. And the Bible says we all fall short, so we're going to mess up, guys, sooner or later. Sooner or later, we're going to need to be forgiven. Because not a one of us here this morning is perfect or that's viewing online. I believe each and every one of us has someone we can call, go visit, and say, you know what, man, all you know what we've been mad about, you know, for the last month or for the last year. Let's scratch it, man. Let's scratch it. And this is how great and how big you got to be, because they may not even accept your apology when they should be the one apologizing. And you got to be big enough, great enough, with the salvation you carry in Christ that comes with very different results. Somebody say, nah, Pastor, close the service, Pastor. I ain't doing it. You don't understand, Pastor. You don't know what they did to me. If you did, you wouldn't be saying what you're saying right now. How many times, my point to you then is, have you been forgiven to be here at this Sunday morning service? How many times have you been forgiven that's watching online right now? If you want to be that vessel that truly is able to love Christ-like, you're going to have to be one that has a forgiving spirit. I just want the best from you guys. And for some of them, I know I put it kind of high, amen, to accomplish what I'm speaking right now. But if you continue walking with the Lord, He'll get you there. He'll get you there. I want the worship team to come up now, please. I know the Lord forgave me. I was sharing with one of the brothers the other day that he who has been forgiven much must now love much. I've been forgiven of so many things. That I now got to forgive of so many things when it comes from others. to show that Christ is within my life. It's real easy to be nice to the ones that are nice to you. But can you be nice and loving to the ones that are not nice and loving to you? We're Christians here this day. We're Christians. And we want a ripple effect taking place that is positive from our lives. That is positive. Have you ever heard somebody say, and she's a Christian? And he's a Christian. Claims he's been saved for a lot of years. Wow, and they go to church. If they're going to speak about you, let them speak positive about you. There's a great difference, church, in what the world has to offer and what Christ has to offer. The results are so greatly different. Black and white. And I believe we all know it here this day. I believe we all know it here this day. But in order to walk it and apply it, we need to spend time with the Lord. We need to put Him first in our lives. Or the many things of the day that try to put themselves before the Lord in the priorities of each and every day as we stand this day. Today we have the opportunity to produce a harvest of good deeds unto God. And it starts here, it starts right now. No matter where you're at, the greatest gift, the ultimate gift called Jesus, He's here. He not only paid the price for all your sins, amen, He forgave you. He's forgiven you. He's forgiven you through His life. I'm going to open up the altars. The time is drawing near to the coming of the Lord. The time is drawing near. Let your life make a great difference here this day. A great difference. Let family, let the city of Milwaukee, let the lost and bound know that you are no longer who you used to be, but that Jesus stepped into your life and made a great difference. From in bondage to being set free. Effect start today. Let the ripple effect from your actions, from your lives, start today. Tell yourself, I'm gonna make a difference for the good. No longer a harvest of sinful deeds, but doing what is right. because there's no comparison. When you compare what the enemy has to offer unto what the Lord has to offer, there is a great difference. We put the Lord first in our lives. When we answer the call.